This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. David was a fortunate man. God gifted him uniquely, used him mightily, and gave him men and munitions to accomplish victories necessary to gain the throne and become established as their ruler. The prowess of the mighty men is described in 1 Chronicles 11 and 12. They had these characteristics in common: courage, loyalty, pride, and strength. The 30 mighty men never seemed to be intimidated. Their experiences in battle not only prepared them for whatever challenge they faced, their past successes put fear in the hearts of their enemies, thus giving them an advantage over them. They were bold and brawny, but some, the men of Issachar, were men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, according to chapter 12, verse 32. These men knew that Saul's rule was over and David was God's man. They followed the instructions of their leaders, and when in situations for which they had not received instructions, they knew what Israel should do. That's the kind of helpers all of us need to succeed. When the Spirit came on Anasai, chief of the 30, he said, "We are yours, O David. We are with you, O son of Jesse. Success, success to you and success to those who help you, for your God will help you." This is true spirit to core. The danger when you have this kind of support is to take advantage of others. David did with Uriah the Hittite. At a time of compromise and crisis, he had this faithful supporter killed to try to save his own reputation and cover his sin. How tragic.